how do you approach the craft?
When you sit down to work, to write, let it go. Open. Surrender. Because that blank piece of paper can be more terrifying than anything in the world. You know, it will take you to your knees if you're not careful.
So are you swallowing that fear? Are you checking that, putting it in a box and saying, okay, fear, I see you, live over here for a while. How do you handle it?
It's like you see fear and you say, hi. You keep going.
Mary, the protagonist of the book, her journey was so incredible. It took so much courage and bravery. And I was thinking about the fact that you have a PhD in African studies, and I wanted to talk to you about who you might think today is carrying the torch forward for that kind of bravery around the civil rights issues that Mary faced.
Certainly there are. You can single out exceptional people all the time. But we all have our place in this walk. Mary was an ordinary person who did an extraordinary thing. And that's like us all.
This woman's life, Mary Lou Vester, was a true story, but this is historical fiction.
Correct.
In that you have dramatized bits and pieces of it. When you're weaving together a narrative like the one that comes out in the novel, how do you decide how to balance truth and the dramatic license that you're taking?
Well, what I was able to find out about Mary was a very slim amount of, a very scattered amount of material, in that I knew who she was, where she lived, and what she did. Within that scaffolding, I was able to build my story.
One of the things that really surprised me about the book, because it is such a weighty topic, you know, Mary was a slave who risked life and limb to become a traitor to the South, to aid the North. And yet there's so much humor in this book.
That's true.
Did you expect that when you set out to begin writing?
No. I'm one of these writers who writes without an outline. I just simply wake up in the morning. The characters are lined up along my bed, waiting for me to get up and go and tell the story. What comes out is part of the process.
I need to ask you about the title, because I think you could have put a number of titles on this book, but The Treason of Mary Lou Vester. One person's traitor is another person's hero.
That's correct.
So why did you decide to exact that title?
It seemed so appropriate for the deed. She copied the plans of the Southern ironclad, the Merrimack, which was considered an act of treason. In her heart, it was an act of love, because she wanted to use what she did in the hopes of helping to reestablish a better perspective in the South. She loved her homeland. She loved it.
Let's talk about the cover art for the book. The irony of this woman holding a pincushion that is the Confederate flag. Mary is probably the furthest thing that I can think of from a pincushion. She
right.
She will not stand to be trifled with.
That's right.
Dr. Haley, what should art do?
Art will allow you to be who you are, to be your process, who you are. Be it. Just don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't structure it. Just be it. You know, and what comes with that is the word surrender. And when you surrender, a sort of enlightenment comes. And in that enlightenment, you and the art are the same.
Dr. Mai Haley, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at KUNC.org.